We believe that impact investing is really the beginning of success. We believe that we have a duty to take care of those less fortunate than we are, and this vehicle gives us a great way to do it.
Welcome back to the Investing with Purpose podcast, where we explore the intersection of success and significance. We discuss alternative investment options from our experience buying hundreds of millions of dollars worth of real estate, but most importantly, how we're using that business to impact people in a positive way to leave a legacy that matters. Let's get after it.
So we get this question a lot. Who are we? What makes us different? And I think it's important to first delineate public markets and private markets. So when you talk to your financial advisor, you could be talking about a real estate investment trust, and that's a product that they can sell you on the open market, which means it's registered with the SEC for securities purposes, and it's more liquid. You can come in and out of it. The historical returns have been between 6 and 8%. A couple of the caveats with that is you're not a K-1 owner, which means you're getting a 1099 on the income that you're earning. So I think it's always important to make sure that you're looking at the tax ramifications of investing in public markets because you get 1099s versus K-1s. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So when you invest privately, you get a private placement memorandum, which discloses all of these risks to you. Basically a contract between our company and you saying, we're going to invest in this. This is how the company is required to operate and that we're legally bound to adhere to all the SEC rules and regulations. And that gives us an exemption. The private placement memorandum gives us an exemption from registering. And the reason that's important is because the contract of shares that you're purchasing, we still have to abide by the operating agreement as if we were registered, but they give us an exemption because typically we're much smaller than the bigger guys. So that's the difference between public and private. Now, what makes us different? We're out there with a lot of different syndications. There's a lot of different companies that are doing similar things to what we're doing, right? You can go invest with other operators and things like that. So a couple things that we want to bring up that make us a little bit different. One is we have a much higher typically than normal preferred return. So the way that our investors get paid is the debt gets paid on every property first. That's the mortgage. The preferred return goes to the investors first, and then we get paid last as the operator. And the reason that we do that is because you have to hit a certain rate of return before we're allowed to make any money. We even have a clawback provision in our private placement memorandum that says if we're not hitting that number, then we owe the fund or that deal from our proceeds to get the investors to that number. So our investment ethos is one, preservation of capital first, two, return of capital second, and then three, return on investment. So one, we want to make sure we're not losing money, right? That's preservation of capital. Two, we want to make sure we can get our money back. That's return of capital. And then we want to make a good return, which is the third one, return on investment. But we look at properties in that order to know, are we able to pay those, right? To the extent that cash flow is available. Sometimes there's reasons where cash flow is not available to pay that preferred return. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get it. It just means that it might be deferred till a different period of time. So higher than normal preferred returns, which keep us equally yoked as far as we're concerned in terms of we're not making money until you hit that certain rate of return. We also do monthly distributions versus quarterly distributions. And we used to do it both ways. It's a lot more accounting for us to do it monthly, but we like passive cash flow. So that's another thing that makes us different. I would say the main thing that separates us from what it is that we do and how we do it is the heart behind the business, the investing with purpose idea. And that investing with purpose idea came from us trying to figure out how do we give more abundantly before we, quote, make it. And it was a point of prayer for me where I just decided that we're going to give 1%. We're a tithing company, meaning we give 10% of our profits away first and then pass the tithe. We did 1% of the economic benefit, passed a tithe to a nonprofit. And that's where it all started. And then the next deal, we did 2%. The next deal, we did 4%. The last deal that we've done, and it's been an ever-increasing percentage of profit, was nearly 13 or just about 13% past the tithe on a $60 million building. So the goal for us is to fund these nonprofits around the world and to fund these different ministries so that we can make an impact on the world. We believe that impact investing is really the beginning of success. We believe that we have a duty to take care of those less fortunate than we are. And this vehicle gives us a great way to do it. Cool thing is it doesn't affect investor returns. We take that out of corporate profits. And that's a big why, right? Real estate is the what. This is the why. And we're really excited about being able to do that alongside of you. And we'll share those updates as we continue to do these deals. And you get those monthly updates as well. So that is just a little bit about what makes us different than other syndication companies out there.
Thanks for listening to the Investing with Purpose podcast. If you're finding value, would you leave us a review and share this with your friends? And go to investingwithpurpose.org to learn more about how to partner with us and to learn more about the nonprofits that we support around the world.